Ever get sucked into those spy movies, you know, like totally engrossed in the world of espionage and wondering if any of that stuff actually happens in real life?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, get this. Today we're doing exactly that. We're diving deep, really deep, into the world of India's intelligence agency, the Research and Analysis Wing, known as RNAW.
Okay, this is going to be good. RNAW, huh?
Yep. We're talking about their origins, their methods, all that shadowy stuff, how they keep a nation secure.
I'm ready.
It's high stakes, high pressure. So to kick things off, can you tell us what pushed India to create a dedicated external intelligence agency like RNAW in the first place?
Right, so it wasn't like a light bulb moment, you know, more like a chain of events. And a big one was the 1965 war with Pakistan. Before that, India relied on the Intelligence Bureau, the IB, to handle both internal and external threats.
One agency for everything. Seems like a lot to juggle.
Exactly, and that's kind of what the 65 war showed, that India needed a dedicated agency laser-focused on external threats. That's how RNAW was born in 68.
A turning point in India's intel game. We've got RNAW focused on external intel. But what does that even look like? I mean, in action, this is shadowy stuff, right? How do they operate under the radar like that?
You're talking about operating in the shadows, and that's exactly what it is. Picture this: RNAW recruits people, but to keep it all hush-hush, they often use, get this, fabricated identities.
Whoa, like fake backgrounds and stuff. That's intense.
Intense is putting it mildly. These recruits, they go through hardcore training, then they're deployed overseas, blending in, becoming ghosts.
Like something straight out of a spy film. Secret identities, hidden missions. It's wild. What about communication? I bet that's a whole other level of complex.
You bet it is. Coded messages, birch transmissions, sending quick hits of info over different frequencies so no one picks up on it, staying one step ahead. That's the name of the game.
It's like a high-stakes chess match, and a huge part of that must be keeping tabs on what's happening beyond their borders, right? What can you tell us about RNAW's monitoring efforts, without spilling any state secrets, of course?
You're spot on. Monitoring cross-border comms is absolutely essential. Now, I can't go into specifics, but imagine this. RNAW intercepts a message, right? And that message, it hints at a possible threat to national security. So they're able to alert the right people, maybe even prevent something terrible from happening.
Talk about a high-pressure job. It's incredible how those actions, often hidden from public view, can have such a real and impactful effect on keeping people safe.
Absolutely. And it all comes down to vigilance, constantly analyzing information, connecting the dots.
Now, we've talked about agents on the ground, secret comms, and keeping an eye on the world, but RNAW's not a lone wolf, right? They have to answer to someone.
You know it. RNAW is part of a much bigger system. They work hand in hand with the National Security Council, the NSC. Three tiers to this council, and right at the top is the National Security Advisor, who advises the Prime Minister directly on all things national security.
So all those intel reports from agents in the field, they're feeding into these top-level decisions. Fascinating.
It's a complex web, for sure, but that's how you stay ahead of the game.
I have to say, learning all this really makes you think about those headlines, you know, global conflicts, international relations. It makes you realize that behind the scenes, agencies like RNAW are hard at work, probably playing a big part in how those situations unfold.
You've got it. It's a whole other world, hidden from view, but vital for national security.
Absolutely. Today, we've barely scratched the surface of RNAW's world. It makes you wonder what other secrets are hidden in the shadows, shaping the world as we know it.
Right. It really makes you think.
Food for thought for our listeners. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and until next time.
Stay curious.